In our worldview today, UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson has delayed a decision to impose new COVID restrictions in the face of record case counts there. Johnson met with his cabinet today as confirmed Omicron cases jumped to 37,000. But the Times reports he's unlikely to make any changes to limit activity ahead of the Christmas holiday. This comes as the Netherlands went into lockdown for a fourth time since the pandemic began, becoming the first European country to impose those strict rules. The lockdown covers all non-essential shops and services, including restaurants, and the rules will remain in effect until mid-January, with schools closed through at least the first week of the month. Meanwhile, over in Israel, the government has added the U.S. and Canada, along with eight other countries, to its no-fly list to limit the spread of Omicron. Israel's maintained some of the world's most stringent COVID restrictions throughout the pandemic. It's already banned citizens from traveling to more than 50 countries without special permission. The country has confirmed 134 Omicron cases so far. Over in Hong Kong, pro-Beijing candidates dominated legislative elections, with voters turning out in the lowest number since the British handover. The election marked the first since Beijing passed a resolution to dramatically reduce the number of directly elected lawmakers. Candidates loyal to Beijing won a majority of the seats, as expected, with just 30% of voters turning out to cast their ballots. The Democratic Party, which is the largest pro-democracy party, had no candidates for the first time since 1997, when the British handed the territory back to China. And a former student activist in Chile is celebrating a big victory, becoming the youngest president in the country's history. With nearly 100% of the votes counted, Gabriel Boric easily defeated lawmaker Jose Antonio Kast by 10 points, with voter turnout the highest since 2012. Boric mobilized public support by vowing to raise taxes on the rich and the country's private pension system, and push for a greener economy by limiting mining in the world's largest copper-producing country. He'll be tasked with drafting the country's new constitution. And at 35 years old, Boric becomes the youngest leader in Latin America, ahead of El Salvador's president, Nayib Bukele.